Good afternoon. I'm going to call the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriations Bill to order. It's Bill 4, we had it before 5, 452 on Thursday, April 11th. Present, Representative Osterman, Representative Stoltz, Representative Guerra, Representative Senator Myers, Senator Kelly, and Senator Hoffman. Today we'll be taking up open items on HB 65 and 66 based on the motion sheet distributed to members earlier today and dated April the 11th. We will do the Department of Education, Early Development, Fish and Game, Health Social Services, Military Veterans Affairs, Public Safety. Today we will not be addressing those open items in Commerce, Economic Development, Natural Resources, and University of Alaska. To invite David Teal to join us at the table if he's here. Yeah, there is. Okay, so we have any questions? So we'll start with the Department of Education. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Education and Early Development, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, House. Item number four, House. Item number five, Senate. Item number six, Senate minus is that 4 million?
$4,062,000,
and add a new allocation for the Alaska Learning Network with $1,100,000 general funds. Item number seven, House. Item number eight, House. Item number nine, Senate. Item number 10, Senate. Item number 11, House. Item number 12, House.
Is there any objections to that motion? Seeing none. This action closes the comparable items for the Department of Early Education and Early Development budget. Senator Kelly,
Fish and Game. Mr. Chairman, in the Department of Fish and Game, I move that the committee adopt the following in that department's budget. Item number one, Senate, and change Senate Finance Committee to Finance Committees. Item number two, we're going to skip. Item number three, Senate. Item number four, Senate. Item number five, Senate. Item number six, Senate. Item number seven, Senate. Item number eight, Senate. Item number nine, House. Item number 10, Senate as a temporary increment for FY 14 through 16. Item number 11, Senate. Item number 12, House. Item number 13, House.
Are there any objections to those, to that motion?
Just one comment, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schultz.
I'd like to thank the Senate, our Senate counterpart, both the subcommittee and the full committee, for the very specific targeted intent language. I think that'll provide a focus for the significant resources we're deploying to the Department of Fish and Game.
I appreciate
that all over again.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, not to be overly gratuitous, but for the record, I'd like to acknowledge the good work of the subcommittee of Department of Fish and Game and the full Senate Finance Committee, indeed the Senate itself, for the very specific and targeted intent language to put some specific focus on the intended results and the mission that we expect the Department of Fish and Game to we give them resources. I think that's it's just intent language, but it's a very important policy document, and it's very good work to our Senate counterparts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any other objection to hearing no objection? This closes the comparable items for the Department of Fish and Game with the exception of item number one, or excuse me, item number two. Senator Kelly, Department of Health and Social Services.
Mr. Chairman, before I move the Department of Health and Social Services, am I correct that this, though we will go through this motion, we're not closing the Health and Social Services budget? Can we just have it in eight? That's correct.
We'll have items.
All right. Mr. Chairman, the Department of Health and Social Services, I move that the committee adopt the following in that department's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, Senate and change report to the legislature to report to the Legislative Finance Division. Item three, House and change from conditional language to legislative intent. Item four, House. Item five, Senate. Item six, Senate. Item seven, House. Item eight, House. Item nine, House.
Mr.
Chairman?
Yes? Yes. Which one?
Number nine.
Open.
Item number 10, House. Item number 11, Senate, and change fund source from general funds to general fund mental health. Item number 12, House. Item 13, House plus $6,368,800. Item 14, Senate. Item 15, House. Item 16, Senate. Item 17, Senate. Item 18, House. Item 19, House. Item 20 will remain open. Item 21, House. Item 22, House.
I'd like number 22 open as well.
Okay.
I think there's four different items that are impacted by the tobacco prevention monies that I would just like to have a little more time to understand if there's another way to get the decrease that we're seeking without doing it all in one year.
Item 23, House. Item 24, Senate.
Four-step program.
Item 25, House.
Mr. Chairman, that would be the other item.
25 is open.
25, yes.
Item 26, House. Item 27, Senate. Item 28, Senate, minus 200,000.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to leave number 28 open. I'm not sure how we came up with the 200,000.
Okay. Senator Kelly.
Item 29, Senate. Item 30, Senate. Item 31, Senate. Item 32, on line number 1, House, minus $1,409,100. On line 2, number 2, House. Excuse me, let me repeat that. On line number 2, House. Item 33, House.
Mr. Chairman, again, if we could leave that open, please.
33 is open.
Item 34, Senate. Item 35, House. Item 36, Senate.
All right. Is there any objections to the motion with the keeping number 9, number 20, number 22, number 25, number 28, number 33 open?
Briefly, Mr. Chair.
Representative Guerra.
Just on number 13, I have a brief objection. I don't think the various illnesses and disabilities and problems that people have are going to go away that are covered by the Governor's original $8.3 million budget proposal on the behavioral health grants. I do appreciate that we came within $2 of it eventually, $2 million of it eventually, and I do appreciate that add, but certainly would have preferred the governor's original proposal. With that, I'll withdraw the objection.
Further objections? Seeing no objections, this closes the action, closes the comfortable items for the Department of Health and Social Services, with the exceptions of items number 9, number 20, number 22, number 25, number 28, and number 33. Department of Veterans Affairs, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, may I have a brief at ease?
Call the meeting back to order. Senator Kelly, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item number 1, House. Item number 2, House, and change the date to March 1st, 2014, and change the dollar amount to $2 million. Item number 3, Senate. Item 4, Senate, minus $81,300.
Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, this action closes the comparable items for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Senator Kelly,
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Public Safety, I move that the committee adopt the following in the department's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, House. Item number three, House. Item number four, Senate. Item number five, House. Mr. Chairman, I would move that we keep item number six open. Item number seven, House. Item number eight, House, minus 585,100 and minus two positions. Item number nine, House. Item 10, House. Item 11, Senate. Item 12, Senate. Item 13, Senate. Item 14, House. Item 15, House. Item 16, House. Item 17, House. Item 18, House. Item 19, House. And Mr. Chairman, we are adding new language to the Alaska State Trooper appropriation. It is the intent of the legislature that the Department of Public Safety, Alaska State Troopers, allocate funding for training and investigation of sex trafficking in the fiscal year June 30th, 2014.
Is there any objections to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, just a statement, and I appreciate Senator Kelly keeping item six open. You know, I think that that is a very important program specific to the overall program of village public safety officers, which the governor has targeted trying to move forward. But the community of Hooper Bay is a large community, about 1,000 people. And although they were slated here for two positions in a house and housing, I think the important appropriation is the one that is kept open regarding oversight for all VPSO, so I plan on looking at that and seeing what they were slated to do. I was not on that subcommittee and plan to talk to the chairman. Thank you, Mr. With that, I remove my any objection.
Any further objections? Seeing none, this action closes the comparable items for the Department of Public Safety with the exception of number six. That closes all of the departments that we were working on today. I expect that we will again schedule for 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we will put that notice on basis as we move through the process of any delays that we may have. Is there any other business brought before the committee at this point? Seeing none, we are adjourned.